From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. critical of Syria-Russia meeting. The United States has criticized the meeting Tuesday in Moscow between the presidents of Syria and Russia. A White House spokesman Wednesday said Vladimir Putin's red carpet treatment for Bashar al-Assad, given the Syrian leader's use of chemical weapons, instigating a civil war and a humanitarian crisis, is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. Another U.S. spokesman, John Kirby, says Washington was not surprised by the visit, but is keeping its eye on the goal of a political, not military, solution.
What we want to do is focus on trying to get real possibilities here for a political transition. We recognize that that's more difficult to do when the Assad regime feels more emboldened and more empowered by the extra support that they get from the Russian military.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is to meet Friday in Vienna with American, Turkish, and Saudi diplomats on Syria. French President Francois Hollande Wednesday met with his Malian counterpart in Paris, promising support for the beleaguered African country's effort at economic development.
Mais nous devons également appuyer le développement économique.
Mr. Hollande says France needs to serve as an example by encouraging French business to offer products, services, and investments to the Malian people.
Pour nous, il faut y avoir d'amitié sans considération et sans respect.
Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta spoke of the enduring friendship between the two countries. It was the first state visit by a Malian leader to France since independence was declared in 1960 and comes on the eve of an international conference on the African country's economic recovery and development held in Paris. French military intervention in 2013 helped drive Islamist militants out of the country's restive north. This is VOA News. The U.S., Britain, France, and Germany have called on the UN-Iran Sanctions Committee to take action regarding Tehran's latest missile test. They say it violated a UN resolution, 1929, which prohibits Iran from conducting launches of ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads. Iran says that it had test-fired a new precision-guided missile, but denies it is capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has endorsed the country's nuclear deal with world powers, but warned the agreement suffers from ambiguities and structural weaknesses. He warned such weaknesses could damage the country. His endorsement drew this response from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
I believe they're going to comply, because I don't think any country destroys two-thirds of its centrifuges and ships out its enrichment and negates its R&D on advanced centrifuges and does a whole lot of things unless, in fact, they intend to try to comply.
The agreement has been the subject of fierce debate within Iran, with hardliners arguing Tehran gave away too much in the talks. UN and European Union officials Wednesday pledged support to help Somali refugees return from their homes. Antonio Guterres, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, spoke Wednesday in Brussels.
Things are getting better in Somalia. And so it is not only the duty, but it's in the interest of the international community to fully support Somalia in this very crucial moment for the country.
The plan involves $500 million over 2 years to repatriate more than 2 million Somalis. Britain and China have signed deals worth more than $60 billion as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron during the second of a four-day official state visit to Britain.
We should go further on trade and investment, not only for China to invest in the United Kingdom, but also for British businesses to expand and grow in China. We should increase our financial and economic cooperation with the UK as the partner of choice for China in the West.
Mr. Cameron said this would also give London a platform to seek improvements in China's human rights record. The UN envoy to Libya Wednesday said consultations between warring factions in the North African country will continue despite the rejection by the head of the internationally recognized parliament of the latest UN proposal to form a national unity government. Bernardino Leon has held months of talks on a six-member executive council, but both sides have raised objections. Meanwhile, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is to appear Thursday before the Republican-led Special House Committee investigating the deadly 2012 attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Clinton, a power of a presidential hopeful, faces questions about her role before and after the attack on the compound, which led to the deaths of four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.